All right, we are live in 3, 2, 1. This is the Valerius Dragoncast, and this is Valerius.
And Spirit.
And we are here today live in a Borders bookstore. And, here we are.
Here we are, and nobody knows what we did before this.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to stay that way.
I'm so weird today, Valerius. It's not fair.
Yeah. Okay. Dead air. I love dead air.
It's because we're in a Borders bookstore.
Yeah, and we're a little scared of speaking out really loudly because...
You had the public fetish.
That's not fair.
You're afraid of speaking loudly for the same reason people are afraid of speaking loudly in a library. We're afraid we're going to get kicked out.
Yep, that about covers it. But, let's see. Last time was actually a few weeks ago, and we actually recorded an episode before now. Thing is, it was quite frankly the worst episode we've ever recorded.
So we're recording again, mm-hmm. and we're going to include some of that stuff in here, mm-hmm. I think. I think that's how it works, right?
Yep, that's how we're going to do it. Since Borders is closing in 30 minutes...
We only have, 30 minutes to do this.
Exactly.
But we'll be doing it in my car, too. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do what we can here, and then after I do... Get your mind out of the gutter. What are you reading?
I'm reading places that you can have sex at.
Wow.
Well, we're going to do it in the backyard one day, right?
Most likely. Some of this stuff doesn't need to go in the podcast.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But,
you're going to cut that one part out, right?
Most likely.
Not all of it, but some of it.
It's going to go into, a subliminal remix in the end or something like that. I'll have music playing and have the voices really, really quiet and see if anyone picks it up.
Just continue talking.
All right. See... We're proving a point here, that males, quite frankly, cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a time.
Furry animal costumes.
Oh, gosh.
Furries represent a population large enough to hold their own conventions. These merry furvets... Ferverts. Sorry, I read that wrong. Dress in the oversized costumes one might see in an amusement park, though many of them have easily accessible genital openings. Some like to hump or have sex with others in these costumes. Others only like to wear the costumes, no sex. And many play act as the actual animal characters in sexual context.
All right. This episode is going to be marked explicit for obvious reasons.
Oh, for so many reasons. One clever fellow I interviewed created his own dog costume with a snug, silicone-lined tube to fit his penis into.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think you can stop reading now. Our listeners aren't going to want to hear this.
Yeah.
This is the dark side of furryism.
Yeah, it really is.
The side that gets the most publicized, but it's not...
It's not the actual furry thing.
The actual furry thing.
For those who don't know, I am reading... sexual fantasy right now, and that's where I found that, because I really wanted to prove that point. It is not mm-hmm. what furryism is about.
Okay. in any case, last time, to get back to sort of what I was talking about, when we tried to record and it turned out really badly, Spirit had brought over a furry manga, the first furry manga that we had seen. Do you remember what it's called off the top of your head?
Inverloch.
Inverloch, that's right. Inverloch. We highly recommend it. It's very, very good. Colorful and...
It's actually in color, that's why it's colorful. It's not colorful in the fact that he's fruity with the limp wrist, but yeah.
Although he is a pansy.
He is a pansy, a little bit, but he's not
but
gay.
He's a good guy.
It's an epic fantasy about this one guy who makes a promise to an elf. And along the road, he's going to find out a lot about his past and where he comes from and all that type of cool stuff that makes it, well, a fantasy.
And epic. She brought it over. She'd read it, and she was basically ranting and raving about it. And so she loaned it to me. I borrowed it, and I read it. And
now he's ranting and raving about it.
Now I'm ranting and raving about it, because, quite frankly,
it's that good.
It's awesome. An extra little bonus... From what I understand, it is also an ongoing webcomic?
Yes, it's an ongoing webcomic. However, I do not know if she or he... I think it's a she.
Probably.
Yeah, is continuing the webcomic part of the comic since she's gotten it published?
My guess would be yes, because, I know that on what they did with Mega Tokyo, for example.
Yeah, he still continues
He still continues it online, but he just gets the extra monetary income from...
That's
a little redundant. From the manga. Because people love it so much, they don't want to scroll through page after page after page and have long loading times. They just want to flip through and read it.
Yeah, you know what's really funny, though? Even though these two mangas that we're talking about right now are made in America, they're so-called mangas. Mm-hmm. Only because it is published by a manga publishing company. Otherwise, it would be called a comic book.
Yeah. Or a graphic novel. I think that the main reason that people still refer to it as a manga, even though, yes, it's printed by a manga publisher, but also it fits the form. Granted, it's not backwards like
real manga. Yeah, it's not 100% authentic manga, where you read it from right to left, but you read it from left to right this time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, the art style does kind of fit it.
Yeah, the art style fits it, and it's very much a... it very much fits that same thing. And oh no, Fear the Knee Scritches of Doom.
Well, I just so happen to know. I'm not going to finish
okay,
that.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. Yes, we are...
Stop, I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah. By the way, we are in the shall we say, questionable... section of Borders?
Yes, we are in the questionable section. If you look up, it says foreign language reference right there, but we all know that right there it's the porn novels.
Well, let's put it this way. One of the books in the foreign language reference is called Hide This French Book. Use your imagination.
1 second, I want to go grab that.
Uh-oh. Here she goes. sort of keep the podcast going and everything. I mentioned this again in the last one that we tried to record but never really posted. We've had our first caller. We've had our first person call in. That would be I'm a Pup. He was just wishing us well. We're going to play that at the end of the episode after all of the subliminal music stuff. And, whoa.
Not for classroom use.
Nice.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay, yes. Sorry. It's that whole male not being able to concentrate on two things at once when certain... Yeah, I'm not going to finish that either. Yes. So, I'm not reading over your shoulder. So you got to help me out here because...
I'm drowning.
Okay, you're helping fine. By reading a porn book. holy schmoly. It has anatomy charts, detailed anatomy charts. With the French words.
Oh, le sens.
Oh my gosh.
Le sens.
If anyone out there is French and listening to this, please pardon our French. Anyway. Yeah, that was really bad, but in any case.
Les bonnes.
Spirit. Stick with me, Spirit. I'm beginning to wonder about females and concentrating on more than one thing at once.
That was a... Okay, I'm putting the book down.
Okay.
And
see,
I am not going to buy that book.
Yeah, see, this was part of our problem last time, was that we had internet capability in front of us. So we were doing things like reading the Darwin Awards, which is really a dumb thing to do on a podcast, because, you know, anyone can look them up online.
But it was fun!
It was, and Spirit hadn't ever heard of the Darwin Awards
yeah,
before.
So he had to introduce me to it for some odd reason.
I still like the guy who was killed by the Coke machine. And if you want
to
no comment. If you want to hear more on that,
go read the Darwin Awards.
And go read the Darwin
Awards. Google search it.
Yeah, we're sitting around here. We're just sort of chilling and looking around, and we're seeing...
Is that pirate's eye glowing red?
That pirate's eye is glowing red. The Jolly Rogers has an eye patch over one eye and a red LED on the other. By the way, over there is the Pirates of the Caribbean stand, which, quite frankly, movie's coming out on the 7th. I cannot wait.
That one, and I cannot wait for...
Cricket.
What is the name of that movie?
I don't know. Well, I know it's not Cars, because Cars is out and Cars rocked.
No, it's not even a cartoon, I don't think.
Mm.
Or is it? No, it's not. July 26th.
I don't know. Yeah. Ah, she's stealing my computer.
Stealing the computer for just a moment.
I told her she wasn't allowed to do this anymore.
Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything weird. I'm just going to look up, because I really want to know what the name of this movie is. Oh, be quiet.
Look, there's no internet connection.
Oh, man.
Much as I would like to think otherwise. So we will just have to sit here and stare at Vincent. Vincent Valentine for the win.
Valentine.
Valentine Valentine.
Okay, so what is this you're reading right here?
Oh, I am reading the Incarnations of Immortality series, which is by Piers Anthony, and it's really, really good.
Is it that porn novel one you were telling
me
about?
No, it's not the porn novel.
Darn!
That's Pornucopia.
Pornucopia, okay.
Which, by the way, Pornucopia, not so much a recommended read. It's corny, it's silly, and it's rather stupid.
So it's forced and poorly written?
No.
Okay.
It's well written. He just threw in, well, take every fetish you can think of and throw it in there at once. It's a little bit bizarre.
At least focus on one fetish. Like, say, the fur fandom. One of these days, I'm going to write a porn novel for the fur fandom. Yes, oh. I am actually a writer as well as an artist and a fursuiter and,
She's multi-talented.
I'm multi-talented.
But yes, I would recommend more of Piers Anthony's clean works, especially the Xanth series and the Incarnations of Immortality. Those are the only two that I've read and are working on. Oh, also the Mode series. That's a good one for blowing your mind.
Since we're, like, offering up books to read, I advise, Yes, I'm going to go J.K. Rowling. No, I'm joking.
I don't have anything against Harry Potter, just the movies have started to turn me off to that.
Well, that movie, the fourth one, was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, not only did they stop wearing the school robes, but they stopped using parchment.
They stopped using parchment, and I don't know, I still have a beef with their werewolf.
Okay, now I remember her name. Jane Linscold. Tor, I believe, is the publisher, Jane Linscold.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to I can't stop burping. If you go to the Tor website, there's actually more books published of her works in that series than it says there is. There's like four more after that, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do believe so. And her most recent one is Wolf Captured. No, Wolf Hunting. That's right. Wolf Hunting. And I need to get that. If anybody out there knows where I can get it at a really cheap price.
Or if you really, really like us, you can send us a copy.
That, and I'm really ticked off because somebody lost my first edition hardback copy of the first book of that series called Wolf's Head, Wolf's Heart, I believe.
Okay.
No, it's through Wolf's Eyes.
And also, while we're on the topic of recommending books, I also highly recommend the Half-Blood series.
Yes.
By Mercedes Lackey.
Yeah, Mercedes Lackey.
Mercedes Lackey.
And I think it's co-written.
Well, the thing that stinks, though, see, Spirit gave me a copy of those three books, right? I got hooked on them. I finished them, like, extremely, extremely fast.
Same here.
And then, I loaned the first one to someone. He gave it back. All fine. And then he asked to borrow the other two. I let him.
And he never
gave
them back.
And the semester ended before he could finish them.
Oh.
So I need to get into contact with him and get them back. Okay.
Okay.
We've just been...
We heard the announcement.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like to give a shout-out on a podcast? We're doing a podcast.
Awesome. Hey, I'm Anthony. I'm in Borders. I'm the employee. They have to get out in 10 minutes.
And that is our shout out for the podcast. Thank you very much.
We love you, man.
Take care.
I think that's him.
Good strong voice.
Yeah. Good strong voice.
It's like we're all like this, and you're like like that. So it's a good time.
To start podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just basically sit here and talk about whatever is either amusing us at the time, taking us off at the time. Last time we did a movie review.
Is there, like, a way I can find it or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give him your card.
Yeah, I don't have a card.
Card?
No,
do you have a pen? He can write it down.
Yeah.
Actually, I was opening boxes with a pen, and it like, exploded all over me.
Oh, dear.
Well, go get a pen and come back, and we'll write it down for you.
By the way, today's podcast is a little bit weird. We're we're going crazy here.
Whoa, we just got yet another listener. Isn't it lovely?
It's going to be awesome. Well, you know, I actually was looking at our stats.
Yeah?
And between the last couple of weeks, or just adding up the whole thing, I believe we have a grand total of nearly 300 listeners.
Nice.
And that's with two episodes out so far. All right. I'm going to go ahead and write this down. Spirit, cover for me.
Covering with a 1, 2, 3,
and
four,
she always counts.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay, Spirit, 18, you can stop covering for
18?
Us now.
18?
Yeah. All right, no problem,
18
man.
Seconds for him to write down our web address. You really need to get cards.
Yes, I know I do.
So I only have to count to like 2 for you to pull it out of your pocket.
Ivey. Spirit, here's something else. You know that? Oh, I'm sorry. You okay? I didn't mean to injure you. Did I break you? I'm sorry. I broke you.
Oh, guys, I went to the beach yesterday and I sat there on the sand watching these people dancing with fire. Oh my gosh, that is so arousing.
Okay, in this episode, we reveal that Spirit has issues. So does Valerius, but Valerius is rather closed mouth about them. Spirit is just like, I have issues.
I could care less. Yes. I'm open about all my fetishes now, except for my parents. And your parents.
Yeah.
No, I could care less about anybody else, though. I mean, mm-hmm. Rachel knows about my fetishes. Everybody I talk to online knows about my fetishes.
Yeah, I'm open about my fetishes online, but...
Become open in real life.
It scares me in real life, quite frankly. See... Okay.
Did it work? I got caught on the carpet, and my cell phone did a backflip.
Cute? Sure, why not?
Cute?
Hey, why not? We're doing a furry podcast. Why not cute? Hey, that wasn't cool.
Okay, so that didn't show up. That doesn't show up either. Why is it not cool?
I don't know. Oh, by the way,
my head.
Another thing that we mentioned in the one that never saw air yet is, do not press the power button, please.
I'm not going to press it. I'm just rolling my finger over it.
Yeah, the other thing that we brought up was that I am creating a soundboard. Now, to do that, I need some sound effects, some quotes, and the like, because we're going to have to get out of here pretty soon. What I need is for people to send in suggestions for what to use for those and where to get them. Now if the guy above us will be quiet, we can sort of close out in borders and then make our way back to the car.
Oh, yeah, and if anybody knows how to get rid of a hickey, that'd be nice for somebody to tell me that, because there are some remaining. Is there a book
that's
on
that? That's getting cut out. I'm
no,
sorry.
It's
that's
not. It
out.
Has
yes,
to
it
stay in. At least in bloopers.
Yes.
At least in bloopers. Okay, whenever we do a bloopers episode, gosh. We have to put that in.
Yeah, this is going to be like an entirely bloopers episode. This is the stuff that was never meant to see the light of day, but it's seeing the light of day. wow.
Valerius has a hickey.
Oh, gosh. Please make it stop. Clap it, clap. Hey, whoa. You're like running off with the other microphone.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and make our way out. We are heading out and still recording.
And that one guy who gave the shout out is staring at us.
Yes, like we're absolutely nuts, which by the way we are, so yes. That's all part of the good stuff.
Right. Just don't be weirded out. That's fine.
We'll be careful.
I already stepped in water, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're all here.
Okay. So when are you going to make this bloopers episode? Because dear Lord knows, we've got to have enough stuff by now.
Seriously. I mean, we've got outtakes from the very first one where we were trying to figure out what was going on with... Oh no, she's found the manga. When we found out that having her mic muted both mics. and also, that we had a few interesting false starts. So, you know what? At the end of this episode, why are you biting the manga?
I'm not biting it. I kissed it.
It looked like you bit it. Oh, well.
Look at L. He is the smacks. By the way, that was me looking at the Death Note manga, and L is sexy. Okay. Beyond all reason, the way he sits and the bags underneath his eyes and the way he's all droopy.
Well, in any case, I think that after this... Well, if not this episode specifically, there will be a podcast devoted
completely to
just
outtakes.
To the bloopers.
And eventually, it's like not. It may be in a couple of podcasts. And what are you staring at? Is that a purple flamingo?
It's a purple flamingo in a Sherlock Holmes hat with a pipe.
And the seeing eyeglass.
Yes, I've officially seen everything. Okay.
Echo.
Ooh, Echo.
That's gotta sound weird on the podcast.
That's gonna be fun. Okay, now we need to find our dark, secluded spot.
Yes, where we did many things.
They don't need to know this.
Well, that's why it could be in the outtakes. If you really want to take it out.
See, if my parents ever run across this podcast, I know my life is over.
But oh, yeah. Same with me, but my parents will never run across it because they don't even know that podcasts exist.
Which is always fun. So, yeah. And dare I even...
Jax the Bat!
Yes, Jax the Bat.
I'm female. If you ever listen to this, and I know you will, I am female, so you know... And I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia in like a couple of months, so I will be able to talk to you on the phone soon. Mm-hmm. And right, I know that will make you and me happy.
This is going to require some interesting maneuvering. How are we going to do this? You want to just take your mic off and I'll walk around and hand it to you?
That's fine.
All right. Spirit is off mic. Spirit can say whatever she wants.
Fucker!
That's getting cut. Well, you never know. This mic picks up some weird things. It, like, picks up nothing but voices.
And I am back. Testing 1, 2, and 3.
And 4, and 7, and 22, and... Here's one for the outtakes. This car smells like sex.
Oh, damn. Fuck. Wait, I know how to get rid of that.
Whoa.
Vanilla smell. That easily kind of almost masks it.
Yeah. There's going to be some serious editing down to this episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jax the Bat, I love you!
That's right. My mate loves you, Jax.
I know you're gay, but seriously, man. Or at least I think you're gay.
Oh, that's what his profile says. You know what? We can go ahead and mention the site.
Yiffy.net
for
the win! Forget
Yiffy.
The bug,
it's
Yiffy.net.
Exactly. Yiffy.net for the win. Both Spirit and I spend probably way too much of our time there.
Way too much.
If you are on Yiffy and wish to look me up, I have one character now. I used to have, get this, 16 of both genders. Not 16 each of genders, but right now I'm at one character. And that
staying
is...
staying at that character, although I'm going to convince him to bring Surreal back on.
Well, I am Suurel. I am Karameba. I am Carrie the Doe Griffiness. I am Myrus. I am all of those. But
Myrus
right
was
now,
sexy, man. Him and Spirit hit it off.
Seriously. Oh, you know, I have one person who basically only knows me as Myrus. That's right. He knows me as a couple of other furs as well. But Myrus is absolutely. Myrus and him really hit it off. Right now, we're actually doing an RP series with Myrus the Unicorn and a new character of his who is a short horse whom none of the females in his herd would touch.
That sounds sexy. I have to read it after you're done.
Well, I've got it all stored on my trillion backlog, I think.
Nice.
But to do that, we would need this fur's permission first. And, Kimati Iru, if you're out there and you're hearing this, rock on, man. You do some awesome characters. Ones that really get in. And the only thing that sucks about RPing with you is that you always get on when I'm really, really sleepy.
Okay, my turn to mention a couple of my characters.
Oh, wait, I gotta say, real quick.
Okay.
The character that I am right now is Onz. O-N-Z-E. Onz is a shapeshifter. Onz is a shapeshifter who has no natural form that he knows of. He is just there. He loves to shapeshift to make other people happy. And, yeah, he's a good guy. You should check him out. Like,
I'm
going to
get on the
hard.
Muck one day.
You like, give him hard, yes.
I'm going to get on the muck one day, and I'm going to have Spirit up on the muck, and I'm going to see if I can find the Ranting Griffin.
Ranting Griffin.
For the win! Okay, now my turn to mention a fup.
Whoa! Spirit has a dirty mouth!
I was saying fup.
Sure you
Okay, so anyways, a couple... Fupple. Of my characters... I'm only going to mention a couple because there are some that I must have remained secret for the sanity of most of my friends. Dear great lord. Let's see. Spirit, obviously. Hinna. You won't see him on Yiffy that often, but every now and then I just get in a mood where I have to RP my Vore characters. So Hinna and Darren are my two Vore characters. So if you see them...
Darren is pretty cool.
Darren is pretty cool, but he is a Vore fanatic, and he doesn't speak. But if you see him and he speaks to you, that means he wants to rip you apart.
Which is quite terrifying, actually. I believe I've gotten him to speak, what, once?
Yeah, and I think that was an accident on my part.
Yeah. but yeah, Darren is awesome, partially because his species is one that Spirit here created.
Created?
Yes. Spirit, by the way, is the Smex. I just have to say that. Spirit is the Smex.
I want to fuck Spirit myself.
Spirit wants to fuck Spirit. Here we go. Okay. And, wow, I just said it on the air. I never say that on the air.
I know. Wow.
This is Valerius saying, I said it. And I can't bring myself to say it again. Wow.
That's fine. You said it that one time. I'm good now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, yet another shout out to JP Silverwolf for having some suggestions for soundboard ideas. JP Silverwolf, rock on for the win.
I think that's all I wanted to mention. Oh, Sonar. But I think everybody can tell that IRP both Spirit and Sonar.
Yeah, Sonar is the smexy bat. Valerius is in love with Sonar, so...
Yeah, although I will never turn Sonar into a fursuit... For the sheer reason, a fursuit is not deserving of her. Seriously, no fursuit, except for made by, like, the god of fursuiting, is deserving of her.
She's that good.
Not saying that her design is difficult. In fact, her design has got to be the simplest design, other than Spirit's, I have ever made.
Well, I will say this, though. Well, do I tell him about the story?
Go right on ahead. I have no objection.
A time ago...
This was like the only time I've ever actually yiffed as a female except for Chihara. Darn
yes.
It! I want another one.
yes. This was when Spirit and I were dating...
Bleep that name.
A little earlier. Okay, I can bleep that up. That'll be the only bleep in this episode thus far.
That will still be...
That'll be a record.
We're still dating them.
Yes, I know. I'm saying this is when we were dating a little earlier on.
Oh, and we were dating long distance at the time.
Yeah, we were dating long distance at the time. Thanks to a wonderful fur named Shiori, who... Props to Shiori. If you know her, tell her hey. She helped me get up my nerve to actually tell Spirit that I was a fervert. That I was into furry, that I was... into the whole yiff scene, you know?
And when that happened...
When that happened, Spirit surprised me. By PMing back, I believe the exact words were, yeah, I'm a bit of a fervert, too.
Except for now I seem to prove to be the bigger fervert.
Indeed, I mean... quite frankly, yes. I'm a little bit more conservative in my fervertedness, although I am the guy with the shapeshifter character who can be anything.
So. Well, after I confessed it to you, I don't care who knows.
Exactly. And so, you know what? Here's the perversion, and...
If you're a fervert out there, don't admit it to your parents, because they will shun you. My parents found out. They've shunned me.
Aw. That's no good.
And the worst part is, now I can't do any form of yiffing at my house. Because they, like, I swear, they're going to peek over my shoulder again the one time I'm yiffing on there and see it again.
Well, okay. Here is something wonderful for those of you who have people who look try to look over your shoulders. The shortcut on a PC is Alt-Tab. It will instantly hide your top window and bring the next forward.
That doesn't work if they're already reading over my shoulder.
Well, this is when they start to read over your shoulder.
Well, I don't ever notice them reading over my shoulder because they're so quiet about it.
Okay, for those of you with spider sense out there, this works really well. Okay, that was really geeky, but you know what? It's all good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dear great lord.
I'm all for the whole thing about being sexually open and everything like that. However, I don't find it entirely necessary for the whole world to know that I have a hickey right now.
Well, you just said it again!
You know what? It's okay, because I said it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's okay, it's okay.
Your parents are gonna kill me!
I have to figure something out.
I don't have any makeup in here.
Yeah. We're gonna take that as it comes. No pun. Yes.
Well, if we really wanted to do something, I could always call Angel up and see if she has any makeup.
Okay. Well, since we're going through all this stuff about worrying about hickeys and stuff like that, I do still want to make it a point that both Spirit and I are still virgins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hesitate for that, but I hesitated because I still feel really bad because something bad's going to happen, and I just know it. Something bad with this is going to happen.
We'll roll with the punches.
How are we going to explain that I was sucking on your neck?
Very carefully. It's amazing how fast this podcast is going down the tubes like the last one was.
It's because we're talking about something personal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let's call this a podcast. What do you say?
Podcast done.
All right. This has been Valerius.
And Spirit.
And this has been the Valerius Podcast, and we are out.
Thank you.
Hi, Valerius. This is Puck. I want to say hi to my dear friends Valerius and Spirit Wolf. I also wanted to make a comment on your last show. I thought it was very well put together, and it was a lot of fun to listen to. And I wish you guys the best of luck for many continued successes, and I hope to hear from you soon. Good luck. Thank you very much. You have a good day. Bye.